Dr. Butler speaks with Lynn Lewis about surviving the suicide of a loved one. They have a candid discussion about the aftermath of grief and resetting one's life to the new normal. Next on the Moment of Grace podcast.
This is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler, and welcome to A Moment of Grace. Happy that you're here with us on today on Moments of Grace. I pray that your day has gone well. You know, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what comes your way. No matter what comes your way. As long as you got up this morning, you're ahead of the game. You put your feet on the ground. You stood up. Under your own power and your own will. Whether you prayed or not, you had that opportunity to have breath in your body. Look around at your family. You're blessed. No matter what it is that you're going through, I want to tell you that this too shall pass and you will get through it. But sometimes we have those moments when life seems so heavy that we just don't have the answers. Maybe we've prayed, maybe we've talked with people, and sometimes maybe we have even imploded within. It's unfortunate, but sometimes we go through that. Today, my guest is a grief counselor. She's a grief coach, and her profession, her heart, her spirit, comes from a well of reality for her. And I'll let her tell her own story. We'd like to welcome Lynn Lewis to the Moments of Grace. Welcome, Lynn.
Well, thank you, Dr. Butler. I certainly appreciate this opportunity to be your guest today on Moments of Grace podcast. I've been looking forward to it for several months, and here we are. So thank you. I am honored. I am humbled to be here.
Well, I am as well. When I saw your story on Facebook, and I'm not moved by a lot. I have to be honest. I've been doing this for 4 years, and overall, we've been doing broadcasting close to 13. But when I saw your story, then it just moved me, and I just said, "Well, I really have to have her on the podcast to share with the audience if she's availed to come." And so we're excited to have you here as well. So Lynn, why don't you tell the audience about yourself, if you don't mind, please?
Of course, thank you. As Dr. Butler has mentioned, my name is Lynn Lewis, and I get to, as a grief coach, I get to walk alongside adults who are grieving the loss of a special person, a loved one. And these are persons who have come to recognize, hey, this happened, I can't change it, but I still want to live a meaningful and impactful life. And so that's where I come in. I come alongside them and help them to position themselves to live that meaningful and impactful life while at the same time working through their grief process.
Amen, amen. You know, Lynn, there's nothing like your cascading of new normals after a loss. The nucleus of my family has been my mother and my father and my sister, and the onus of about 7 years, all of them passed in 7 years. My sister died in 2016. My dad died a year later, 2017, and my mother and my aunt died in 2021 in December, same month.
Wow.
And so we had, the fighting with that grief piece has been realistic for me. And like I said, it is a new normal all at once, cascading all at
Yes.
once. It's a difference between having it kind of metered out. But when you have that many, those kind of losses so close together. So how do you help people through? Let's say I was coming to you, Lynn, and with my story, and couldn't seem like I could get myself together, because there was a time I was depressed that I really was going through, minister and everything else, and everybody wants to say, well, no, you're the man of God, you're supposed to be you're not supposed to go through this, you're supposed to know this too shall pass. I know all of that, but I still was grieving my mother, my father, and my sister, and my aunt. So how do you help people through that?
So a few ways. One, my condolences to you on your grief journey. And
thank you.
I thought, as you were speaking, I thought about my husband. He is not he's not a licensed counselor, but he is a certified grief counselor, having served as a chaplain in a hospital for many years. And he knows, as you, and he's a minister, have pastored. He knows how to help someone else. But when he had to sit on the other side of the table,
yes,
as he says, it's almost as if all of that learning goes out the window, because now it's you.
Right.
And so how I try to help people is to just simply first tell them to breathe. Just breathe.
Okay.
And know that you're not on this journey by yourself. Know that what you're feeling, what you're dealing with, the emotions you're experiencing are real. And grief is necessary and normal after a loss,
right?
Because grief, as you probably already know, is our response or our reaction to a loss, whether it be death or illness or job loss. And that's what I try to work with. Well, that's what I do. I work with people to help them move move into that new normal. And initially, as you well know, during COVID, we talked about the new normal. This is the new normal.
Right.
And I did not want to use that word in my teaching and sharing about grief, but really and truly, that's what it is. Hmm. So I help people to embrace, and these are people who want to, who want to move forward. I help them embrace that new normal. As someone has said, and it's true for me, it's like there's the before so-and-so died and after.
Exactly.
Oh, and for us, that happened in 2018, because that was before Daniel died. Or that happened, in 2020, because that was after. So helping people to embrace that new normal.
Gotcha. And it sounds like if our lives was a book, these are chapters that once they've been read, the only thing we can do is to go back in with memories. Once that chapter is closed. I love everything you just said. And why were you struggling with the new normal? Was it because it had become so cliched? Because we really went through, this nation really went through something during COVID. The rest of the world did as well.
Yes.
And so we really did have to to have just swaths of family members and people. And I know for my wife and myself and Lynn, I'm God is my witness. It was, I know for 2 months straight, we were getting a call every day. We were getting a call every day, Pastor, can you pray for us? Or we just lost our aunt. We just lost a sister. We just lost a brother. And it was every single day. And not only were they grieving, I'm grieving with these families, because it's coming. I was just being bombarded. It's one thing for one person to have to, or one family to deal with the loss, but as a pastor, as a minister, you know, and someone who's considered a spiritual leader, it just to get bombarded with so much and having to deal with your own.
Exactly. Yeah, my pastor, Bishop Otey, went through the same thing. Some days he would just share with us, you know, it's just so hard.
It is.
It's so hard to deal with your own as well as people that you've grown up with in church and pastored near their children and grandchildren. And it was just really, really, really tough. And I'm not a pastor, so I know how I was feeling. And then you all have that extra responsibility, to speak. And so, yeah, we had to embrace that new normal, regardless of how cliche-ish it sounded. But in retrospect, that's what it is.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right. Right. And mm-hmm. I want to thank you for your maturity and growth, because sometimes we fight against stuff. We say, I'm not going to go there. You know, I don't like this. I'll find some other verbiage or something. But the reality is you came to a settling place within that this is exactly what it is. That this is exactly what it is. Lynn, what I like to do is for us to take a break. And then when we come back, we want to continue our conversation. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. We are speaking today with Lynn Lewis, who is a grief coach. And as you can hear in Lynn and I, my discussion, she has a heart for this. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion. So we'll be right back after these messages. This is Dr. Adrienne Butler and the Moments of Grace. We'll be right back after these messages.
Over 600,000 Americans live under the banner of being unsheltered. Statistics show that 60% of unhoused families are underemployed. While we live in the richest nation in the world, our poor have been overlooked. Our nation's unsheltered veterans and unhoused families need God's grace and love to manifest in this season. The Grace Project is an answer to families attempting to transition from homelessness to home ownership. The Grace Project provides clean, affordable homes to the homeless. Would you consider giving a donation of any amount to assist us with this divine effort? You can give at www.graceproject.info. Unsheltered families can also fill out an application on the site, www.graceproject.info. Thank you in advance from the Grace Project.
The latest book by Dr. A. Jerome Butler is here. Queen or Concubine, Being Worthy of Your Crown is one of the best books written by this prolific author and teacher. Dr. Tabitha Russell, CEO and founder of Inside Inspired Women Global, home of the Breakthrough Millionaires Academy, said, Dr. Butler's unique perspective on this issue is both enlightening and thought-provoking. He empowers women to strive for their purpose, to be queens rather than concubines. And Dr. Janet Bishop Nesbitt, certified life, wellness, grief coach, educator, speaker, and veteran, said about this book, God engineered you to be a masterpiece, to be phenomenal, and to be a queen. This book reveals biblically sound principles and other references that will unleash the greatness God has planted inside of you, equipping you with God's word to encourage and strengthen you along the way, to be worthy of your crown. You can order this life-changing book at www.drajrbutler.com. Again, you can order this life-changing book at www.drajrbutler.com. And remember, you are truly worthy of your crown.
And we're back. And as you can see, we have a new book out. Our latest book is Queen or Concubine, Being Worthy of Your Crown. Love for you to get that book. If you become a member of this podcast for $4 and above as a monthly partner, we'll send you that book, Queen or Concubine, Being Worthy of Your Crown. Gotten rave reviews from it. It's really not a book for people to cry. It's a book of reality, to be honest with you. And I've had two or three ladies that have just called. It's been a mirror into our social strata, as well as some personal valiances that people have had to look at themselves. It's written to encourage you. So as a lady, if you have a lady in your life, or you're a young man or a man, I want to encourage you, get the book, become a partner to this podcast, and pass it on. Read it yourself. And maybe there's something in there that you can share with your sons, because just giving you some statistics. I have a 12-year-old, and I'm just putting it out there. Statistics are that 80% of all children that are 18 and younger right now live in single parent households, 80%. So that means only 20% of our children that are 18 and younger live in two parent households. The other reality is my daughter, like I said, is 13. She just had a birthday. Out of 10 of her friends, by the time they're age 21, seven of them would have already been unwed mothers. It is an epidemic. I would like you to get this book. The book is not a shaking of finger saying, talking about over righteousness. It's a book of solutions for us to look at our society. Well, we are back with Lynn Lewis, and Lynn is a grief coach. And so, Lynn, welcome back to Moments of Grace.
Thank you, sir.
Lynn, reading your bio and your story, and again, you know, we want to be as sensitive as possible, and we want to be as loving as possible, and as kind as possible. You had a loss in your life. I know a few years ago, I had a my wife's cousin committed suicide. And at the same time, I had a member of a church I was pastoring. Her best friend's son had committed suicide. It was, again, me trying to be the catalyst of consensus and trying to help these two families. It was devastating on the families, but it's difficult, you know, to lose a child to suicide. And like I said, Lynn, I know that this is a place for you as well, a place of reality for you as well. Is this how you got into the grief counseling, or was there something else that was a catalyst to bring you into this particular grief coaching?
Actually, that is what brought me to grief coaching.
Got you.
I'm 7 months after my son died, which happened to have been his birthday weekend, his birth date weekend. My husband and I were away. And I remember it so vividly. I was sitting on the bed, just kind of reading. And I think I had read some devotional and just thinking while he was getting ready for the day. And I said to myself, and I believe it was prompted by the Spirit of God, I said, I don't have to allow this grief to encamp me. I don't have to allow it. It's going to be with me. The death of my son, my only child, it's part of my life for the rest of my life.
Right.
But I do not have to allow it to take me out, to speak.
That's right.
And when I made that declaration, I began to think, okay, there must be other persons that feel like myself. There must be other mothers and other survivors of suicide who feel like, I can't change it, but I'm not going to die with my child or with my brother, or with my sister, or with my parent.
Right.
And after we got back home, I was just messing around, visiting with our friend, Mr. Google.
Okay.
And came upon, and I probably was looking for some stuff about suicide grief. And I came upon something that said grief coaching. I said, I never heard of grief coaching. And I inquired about that, but then I searched more and came upon from grief to gratitude, grief coaching. And I'm telling you, I believe that that was a divinely inspired connection
Wow.
because I read what Coach Dora Carpenter offered, and I sat with it and I thought about it. It's like, okay, do I want to spend the money on this? And after about, I don't know, probably a week or so, I said, yes, it's not going to hurt. Even if it's just to educate myself,
Right.
it's not going to hurt. And that's how I found grief coaching. And I'm very grateful that I did. So
Praise
it was
God.
definitely my son's death that got me to this.
Got you. Got you. You know, as you were talking, and I know this is something that's going to be with you for the rest of your life, but if I'm wrong, please correct me. I hear a peace. I hear a calm within you
You
with
do.
it.
Now that's not every day.
Right,
That's
I
not every
understand. I
day.
understand.
But the most of the times what you hear today is who I am. And honestly, the night that we got the word that the authorities showed up at our home, it was around 10, 10:30 on a Sunday night.
Right.
The authorities showed up, and my son had been missing for 6 days before that time. When they showed up and told us what confirmed what happened, I mean, what they have confirmed that he had passed away, I remember standing in my kitchen, laying on my first lady's chest, saying, I am not going to let this steal my mind, my peace, nor my joy. Now, I was probably like a drunk person at that
I
time,
can
kind of,
understand. Right, right.
trying to deal with this. But I remember saying that I'm not going to let it steal. And to God be the glory, I've maintained that. It's been some rough days. It's been some valley times. Last year, the third year, was really, I probably did experience some depression,
Okay.
maybe mild depression, but it was hard. But I have come to realize on this journey, Dr. Butler, is that joy and sadness can coexist.
Right. Okay.
And because I experience both, and for me, they do coexist because I'm at much peace. I'm at much peace right now,
Right.
but there is still that sad part, you know, that I'll never get to hear my son's voice. I'll
Yeah.
never get to hear, hey, Ma, I will never get, you know, that call or that text or on Mother's Day or birthday or just any time. I'll never see him walk through the door again. So that part is that sadness is there.
Right.
But excuse me, at the same time, like I'm living. I've got to live my life, and I want to, and I choose to. And
Right.
that's what it boils down to. It's a choice, and I
Got you.
made that choice.
Got you. Well, Lynn, your story is and first again, like I said, you have our deepest sympathy. I believe in
Thank
the
you.
old cliche that we should never be in a position that we bury our children. That's not the cycle of life, not the way it's supposed to go. But it
Right.
does happen. Now what you're doing is the reactive piece of grief. For the suicide piece, I'd like to talk about the proactive. Do you think that there were some signs with your son leading up to that? Because I've had, you know, in my own experience, it's gone from 1 to 10, from 1 to, you know, Dr. Butler, I saw no signs, to number 10, I couldn't help them. Where did you sit at, Lynn?
I did not see any signs. Now,
Gotcha.
I knew that my son sometimes was in a sad mood, kind
Got
of in a
you.
sad mood.
Got you.
But at the time that all of this happened, and let me back up first, We all have some sad days
That's
or
right. Yeah. That's
some
right.
down days.
That's right.
Even
It's to
me
be
who
expected.
choose to live a positive lifestyle, I have some down days
Right.
before this tragedy. But I did at the time that he passed away, I did not see any signs.
Gotcha.
He was talking, I mean, he was dealing with a situation in life that was causing him some distress.
Okay.
But he talked about it. He was working through it.
Right.
He was on a job that he with a team that he really liked, and he didn't have any. He liked to drink. Now drinking, he did.
Okay.
That's what kind of got him in the situation that he was dealing with.
Got you.
But as far as like getting into any illegal,
Right.
mess, he had money. He wasn't gambling. So we missed it. We were not expecting that at all. And even when he was missing, until they told me that he was dead, I was still expecting him
To walk through the
to
door.
contact one of his
Right,
friends.
right.
He had like three guys that, they talked about everything, or to just show up,
Right.
just come home
Right.
to us. He wasn't
Right.
living with us, but just to come home. I did not expect that he would die.
Got you. Got you. Like I said, you definitely have our deepest sympathy. Lynn, when there's a family that's going through this, as we're wrapping up our discussion, what would be three, what would be three, not, well, I can't say antidotes, but what would be three guides to help a family get back to a place of normalcy, would you say?
One, I would say, is work on getting to the point that you accept that it happened.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, first acknowledge, because
Yeah.
some people are so much in shock that it's hard for them to even acknowledge that it happened.
Right.
And then accept that it happened. Okay, I don't want it to be real.
That's
I
right.
don't want it to be true, but it
But
is.
it is, right.
And then decide, what am I going to do? What's my action plan? Am I going to sit here and do nothing? And that's okay for the person. Some people, we use the flat tire analogy. The
Okay.
tire in the on the car in the garage has a flat tire. You know that. So you can choose to let it sit there, or you can fix the tire. And then after you fix the tire, you can decide whether you still want to let the car sit there, or are you going to take it out for a drive.
Very
And
good.
so I try to get people to think about that. You know it happened. You have the grief. You are suppressing it, and it will manifest in other ways and other places. So you can decide. You get to choose. Am I going to do anything about it or not? But I encourage people to try to do something about it. I also encourage people to try therapy, try coaching. And if it doesn't work for you, then it didn't work for you. But don't just dismiss it,
Right.
because there is some benefit for therapy and coaching, or you can do both at the same time.
Got you. Got you. And I
Another thing,
go ahead.
I would say another thing is learn that you have what can be deemed a bill of rights. You don't have to accept what other people say to you about how quickly you should get over your grief, or how quickly you should move on. Or even if it's like a person that was married, how quickly, no, you it's only been a year. You talking about dating, or
Right.
it's been 10 years where you need to move on. So those types of things, know what you want to do or not do. And then also, I would say the third thing is to know and recognize that everybody's journey is different.
Different. Amen.
Everybody's journey.
Amen.
If you still had a sibling and dealing with the death of your parents and your sister, even if you had a brother, you all would deal with it totally different.
Exactly.
And so sometimes we don't give each other that grace
Space,
to deal
right.
with it like we need to deal with it.
That's
I
right.
often say grief is like a, it's like DNA or fingerprint. You know, your finger look, yours and mine look similar, but if we do a print, yours look a whole lot different. And that's how dealing with grief is. It's going to be different.
That's right. That's right. Well, Lynn, this has been such a pleasure having you here with us and talking this through. Now, I understand that you, is it a co-author or you have your own book?
A co-author. It's a book collaboration, an anthology. So I wrote with 9 other ladies.
Got you. Got you. Can you give us the title? Is it out?
Yes. The title of the book is Prepare for a Purpose, Your Invitation to the Next Level.
Okay.
Now, I wrote my chapter about my grief story, and I had to tell some of the story in order to talk about my next level, which is how I thrive in the aftermath of the tragic death of my son.
Got you. Got you.
And you cannot get it on in like Barnes and Noble or Amazon right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would like, I can send you the link that if anyone, you know, that's listening is interested in getting it. But yes, can't see it yet.
Yeah,
so
it.
This
go.
Is my first official writing.
Good for you. Well, good for you, Lynn. Good for you. Awesome. Well, we'll definitely make sure we have a link in the show notes, and we'll have Lynn's
okay.
information in the show notes. Lynn, if someone wanted to get in contact with you for grief coaching, how could they do that? Could you give your particulars? But now let me back up and say, I never encourage people to give their phone number on the podcast. So if you don't mind giving your email and something that's secure, because we do have people out here, unfortunately, these days that will try, they'll call and try and sell you something.
Exactly. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm on Instagram as
okay.
Grief Coach Lynn.
That's right.
Grief Coach Lynn on Instagram. And my email address is destinedtothrive@outlook.com. And then I also have a website, which is destinedtothrivecoaching@.com. destinedtothrivecoaching@.com, not at, but dot com.
I got you. That's fine. That's fine. So we'll have all of your information. And guys, if you need to get in contact with Lynn, all of her information will be in the show notes. Whether you're on the podcast, whether you are watching on Spotify or YouTube, we will have all her information. I want to encourage you to reach out and talk with Lynn. Guess what? I know you guys are not going to believe this. We all suffer loss. All of us.
Yes.
I don't care who you are. I don't care how secure you are. Even the worst narcissist in the world suffers some loss at some time in their life. So we all suffer loss, and we all need somebody to help us through. Isn't that right, Lynn?
That's exactly right. Exactly.
Amen. Lynn, we'll give you the last word, and then we'll close out, okay?
Okay, thank you. And I thank you again, sir, for having me on as your guest today. I'm honored and I'm humbled. And to your listening audience, if you are experiencing grief, even if it's not as the result of death, but breathe, and give yourself grace.
Amen.
That's what I would like to leave you with.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Give yourself grace. And Lynn, I always say, give yourself space. So you need grace and space, you know. Grace and space. Amen. So thank you so much, Lynn, for being here with us on Moments of Grace.
You're quite welcome, sir.
Wonderful, wonderful. We've been talking with Lynn Lewis, who is a grief coach, certified grief coach. I want to encourage you to reach out to Lynn. And I want to speak for just a second to someone who might be in so much pain right now that you are thinking about suicide. Call someone, reach out to a family member. Like I said, in 30 years of counseling, I come across all facets of the aftermath of suicide. I've had an opportunity a few times to talk with someone and pray with them, and them turn away from that final step into ending their life. One thing that God showed me some time ago, and it is stand to be true, if you are out there and you are considering ending your life, that the pain is so great that you're saying you just can't take it any longer, let me share this with you. The pain doesn't stop. You just spread it out. When you end your life, your pain doesn't stop, because the people that you love have to carry that pain for you now. So I want to encourage you, get in contact with Lynn, get in contact with someone in your church or a therapist, get in contact with someone. Your life is too precious and too much of a blessing to just let it pass. Yes, I can't tell you about your pain, but I want to say, please just give life a chance. Give yourself an opportunity to heal and see if it can pass for you. With that said, thank you all so much for being here with us, Lynn. Thank you so much again. And we want to encourage you to come back with us next time here on Moments of Grace. And remember that I love you and you can do absolutely nothing about it. And remember to love God, love life, keep the light on. We'll see you next time here on Moments of Grace podcast. Take care.